Omen.
Welcome into the studio tonight. Hope everyone's doing okay. We welcome you in to Coleman, What's Happening? This is Little D, Danielle, live from Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We are now a new show, and we are so excited to bring you this new show and this new venture that we're on and this journey that we're going on. My partner in crime, who's behind the camera, Christopher Greer. We welcome you to Coleman. What's happening?
What's happening?
Live 95.5 has been focusing on things that have been going on in Coleman. So we came up with a new name. We are no longer the Big D Radio Show. So it's Coleman, What's Happening? So we want to know, Coleman,
what's happening here?
So in studio tonight, I have Derek Sherrill from New Life.
You took my whole wind out from under my sails as I opened the show with Riding the Storm out. No one even caught that.
I did, because I was jamming to it in here. I know Brother Sherrill over here was like, had the air guitar going. Not that you... I don't know. Are you watching that camera in there? Because can you see that? Like, he had it going. So, yeah, we were jamming a little bit. So we are riding the storm, and God is going to bring us through the storm no matter what. Any Brother Sherrill?
Every time.
So tonight in studio, I have Derek Sherrill from New Life Church of Arab. Welcome to the studio.
It's good to be here again. I like the new car smell in here with this new name and everything.
I do too. That's compliments to Christopher Greer.
All right.
He has been praying about it for a few weeks, and... yes, it is time for a new change. It is time for a new face, a new format, and we are focused on what we should be doing here.
That's it.
So tell me what you've been doing this week.
Well, I have. There's a running joke with any pastor. A lot of my pastor friends have this same joke when people call you on Monday or Tuesday and say, Pastor, what are you doing today? And the running joke is just counting money, you know, because that's all preachers do, sit around and count money.
Really?
No. We have been doing some hospital visits this week. We've had some, we've had missionaries in town from Guinea, West Africa, and we've spent some time with them, and we've had some prayer meetings at the church, just doing kingdom work, you know.
Awesome.
Seeking first the kingdom, like we talked about last week.
Awesome. I want to interrupt you just a second. What brought me to radio is the Lord. Would you please lead prayer?
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to express our gratitude and our love to you, and we hope that somehow in everything that's done here, with the platform that Danielle has brought to us, that we can encourage somebody and strengthen somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
So, you got any events going on at New Life in Arab?
Well, every Saturday night, we have a very special thing going at the church. Every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we have an addiction recovery class. It started out with about 6 people. And as of now, last week we had a little over 70 people that was there.
Wow.
From the city.
Awesome.
That are coming in. And Brother Scotty Price is heading that up for us now, and he's doing a fabulous job. And he has a wonderful testimony that I hope eventually he can share with your listeners, because it's just a wonderful moving testimony of how God brought him out of that culture and placed him in into the kingdom of God and filled him with his spirit. And he's just on fire, man. It's contagious when you get around him.
So
he also uses some of the same gifts that he used to sell drugs.
Yeah.
To bring people to Christ.
That's what Christopher was telling me last week.
Yeah.
Or week before last, we were discussing him. And I'm very anxious to have this young man in for, I want to hear his testimony. You know, last week, the young man that was here that testified, let me tell you something. It is probably one of the best shows I've ever done.
Yeah.
You know, God put me in the seat. I know that.
Yes,
he brought me here. He brought me through that door.
Yes, he did.
I am his tool. I will continue to be his tool.
Amen.
Every form of evil that is put up against me, good will prevail.
Well, the Bible says no weapons formed against us shall prosper. So. Mm-hmm.
I know that you have a great word to bring us tonight, and I'd like you to bring it, please.
I have a word of encouragement, and it really is going to dovetail into what we talked about last week. Remember, last week we talked about seeking the kingdom. And then this week I want to talk about some of part of the process when we begin to seek the kingdom of God is we battle two major things and just about everything we do with kingdom work, period. But the first thing that we battle, we blame a whole lot on the devil. And most of the time it's really our flesh.
Absolutely.
Most of the time it's what we want, our flesh wants. And so we get to say, well, the devil made me do it. No, most of the time we just wanted to do it.
We have a choice, right?
We do. But when we begin our kingdom work, sometimes it's easy to get frustrated and slow down because of distractions from ourselves or distractions from the enemy. And I'm eager to go back to the place where David, the Bible said David was a man after God's own heart, but David was a man that failed God. David had his share of failures and ups and downs. But the Bible names him a man after God's own heart. And the reason being is even though he was going through turmoil and temptation and people were doing him wrong, David always made up his mind that I'm going to pursue God. And he pursued God.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Psalm 18, and I read a little bit of this to some of our folks last night at the church. It said, David saying, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. And my fortress and my deliverer, he's my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler and the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Here we go. He went from praising the Lord to now he's acknowledging that he has enemies. And then verse number 4 of chapter 18 says, the sorrows of death compassed me. This is what scares a lot of us today. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. There were so many ungodly people that came against me when I started praising God and magnifying God and pursuing God. Verse number 5 said, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, verse number 6 says, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And so a lot of us, we learn how to live with a victim mentality. We're like the Roadrunner from Looney Tunes, right? We try it our way, and we try it. A new procedure. We try a new gadget, all these new things that we try. But we have to understand that if we do things our way, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
Amen.
But when God is placed in the middle of anything, I preach a message sometimes, and it's a sidebar here, but I preach a message sometimes. God plus nothing equals everything. God don't have to have my will. God don't have to have my abilities. God don't have to have my talents. God just needs somebody to say, God be God. That's all he has to have. The Bible says in Genesis that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's a whole lot of nothing. But God began to speak, and God began to create, and then things were formed. So it doesn't matter tonight where you are. It doesn't matter who's come against you. It don't matter the men, the women, the words, the positive, the negative, it don't matter. You may be listening tonight and you just lost a car or a home or a loved one and you feel like it's all over and it's not even worth trying anymore because you just feel like you're going to be a victim for the rest of your life. I just want to tell somebody tonight that we have to have the mindset that David had, that even though people were coming against him and death compassed him and all types of men and sorrows came to where he was, the Bible says in his distress, we need to focus on that right now. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. We're all facing distress at different times of our life. But the problem with us is our pride stops us from calling on the Lord. David said, when I got to that place, I called on the Lord and I cried unto him. In other words, my barriers of pride were completely tore down. I laid all that stuff aside so that I could call on him, I could cry out to him, and the Bible says that the Lord heard David out of his temple, and his voice came to his ears, and then you read the rest of Psalm 18, and you find where God began to be the God that lived for him, that came and operated for him, but it all happened because David was willing to pursue God. There's a lot of people that face things in their life, and we stop. We pull the parking brake. And we wait for God. Well, God, I'm just going to sit here. And if you want to do something different, you can. And, but David's example to us here tonight is not that we just sit here and we wallow in our sorrows, but we lay aside our sorrows and we pursue God with every bit of energy and every bit of excitement that we can have. And when we do that, the Bible lets us know he will hear us. The writer said it like this, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me out of his holy hill. Another place says this, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from God. I don't care how strong you are, sir or ma'am. I don't care how proud for you are, sir or ma'am. I don't care how much money you do or don't have, sir or ma'am, tonight that's listening to us. I'm just telling you that in everything, if we will pursue God, God is always faithful to come in and roll up his sleeves and operate for us. The Bible says, whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Okay? God rolls up his sleeves, so to speak, for us sometimes. And we try to fight a lot of battles that God didn't intend for us to fight. And we're swinging with everything that we got, but we're swinging in the wrong directions. What we need to do is pull our hands off of the situations and we say, God, look, no hands. It's like when you learn how to ride a bicycle and you got brave and you were riding up and down the street in front of your house. Eventually you got so brave to take your hands off the wheel and you rode by and said, look, Mom, no hands. What God's looking for is men and women to say, look, God, I've tried this. My hands don't fit this puzzle. I'm hands free. God, do it your way. And when we do that, there is a supernatural power and anointing. And the Bible, when we talk about anointing, the Bible says the anointing destroys every yoke or bondage, every yoke of bondage that is in our life. And it happens by the anointing, and the anointing only comes when I am pursuing him and I give him full reign and control over my life. And so I don't know who you are tonight. You know who you are. And God knows who you are because God asked me to say this tonight. But I feel like in the name of Jesus Christ, that as we speak of this tonight, there is faith that is going through and you're hearing it and it's being energized in your life. It's being energized in your spirit. And I'm just asking you to activate that by your faith tonight and receive the word of God. It's not just me reading out of a book, but I'm speaking into somebody's spirit. Receive this word tonight. Be strengthened in the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. And let God lead and direct you in whatever you're facing.
You know, I sit here and I listen to you because, you know, I carry the Lord with me every day.
Amen.
And I've also lived with the world. And I believe my whole entire life I've lived on blind faith, no matter what I've done. Whether it's been in the world or whether it's been in him, I've still lived on blind faith. But no hands, Brother Cheryl.
That's it.
And no more will I hold on to that handlebar.
Yeah.
And I sit here tonight, and for the last 2 weeks, I've got confirmation week after week because I've been up against a whole lot of stuff in my personal life and my professional life. And I don't air out my dirty laundry for no one. but unblind faith, and I'm hands-free. So let's go forward. Amen. And what you just said, someone needed to hear.
Amen.
Because we always tend to lead back into that where we want to hold on and think we're having control, and we have control when we need to just let go.
Yeah.
And have no control.
Right.
And your message was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
the old thing of let go and let God. I'm sorry.
Yes, and letting the Holy Spirit move through you. I know Javon Daniels is in the studio with us tonight from Coleman Caring for Kids, and I will interview him in a few minutes. But he's one of the gentlemen that I know that leads his life with unblind faith. I've met many men in my life through this radio show that God has put on my heart, and I continue to listen to them and watch them, because you men are leaders. That's what you are.
Amen. And leaders always lead.
Amen. And I appreciate you so much. Let's take a commercial break, and we will come back with Javon Daniels from Coleman Caring for Kids. This is Coleman, What's Happening with Little D on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's been a long time coming since I've seen your face. I've been everywhere and back trying to replace.
You're invited to the Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. Hear pastors such as Oney Cooper of Restoration Church in Hansville, Dana Sarver of Church on the Rock in Barre, Kentucky, Jenny Poupre of Faith Restoration Church in Hansville, and Lisa Jones of New Ground Fellowship in Coleman. This is a women's conference, but men are invited to attend. Enjoy praise and worship by Oney Cooper Jr. and Band. Come expecting a mighty move of God. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. For more information, call 256-338-2245. 256-338-2245. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Spencer to put a ladder on that table to get up at the top of the golf course.
Welcome back to Coleman, What's Happening? This is Danielle Little D. In studio tonight, I have Javon Daniels from Coleman Caring for Kids. Welcome, Javon.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for having me tonight.
So, tell me what's been going on with you, and the Lord's moving in this room tonight. I know that. But.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're very busy. Coleman Caring for Kids right now through the food bank is helping about 550 to 600 families each month. Somewhere around 800 to 900 individuals and those families. We distribute between 8 and 10 tons of food each month. And that's a pretty good job. Pretty good job. But we've had a very busy summer, but very slow donations. Our shelves got really, really low a week or so ago, and we kind of put out some stuff on Facebook, and people have been just incredible in their response. I can tell you, in this world, there's no better community to live in Coleman County.
Amen.
The people just give and give and give, and if they know there's a need, they're right there with it. Right. I talked to two sweet ladies this afternoon that brought them in some food from Brooklyn Baptist Church, and we just had a little prayer meeting about quitting time this afternoon, so we just... We've been very busy. Our CASA program, court-appointed special advocate program, is going to great guns. We've got a training class going on now. We're helping about 50 children who are in the court system because of abuse or neglect. And I'm not going to mention the competitive radio station, but we have a program every Friday morning called Kids Matter, and it's about children and family issues. So... to say we've been busy would kind of be an understatement.
But now, you've been on my heart for a couple of weeks. I came to your office out of the blue today.
And I wasn't there.
You were not there, and I left you a note, and you called me. And I had said something to Jay a couple of weeks ago about Coleman Caring for Kids because, you know, the nonprofits are very important to me. Giving back to the community is very important, not to me, not just to me, but the people that I know in business and all of Coleman, because like you said, ma'am, we live in a great town. But your shelves are still bare right now, and you need help.
Yes, ma'am, we do. You know, if you'd asked me 17 years ago, I would be talking on a radio program about needing help or trying to get donations. I would have probably told you you're crazy, because I've always worked in public works, either law enforcement or juvenile probation. But it's not about me. It's not about Coleman Caring for Kids. It's about making sure that those children don't go to bed hungry tonight. Okay. It's about that sweet little old lady that has to walk on a walker all day long, and she has something to eat before she goes to bed at night. That's what this is about. It's not about one individual or even a nonprofit organization. It's about the people that we can help each and every day.
And so I would like you to tell everyone how they can donate to Coleman Caring for Kids. Tell them where you're located. You can also find Coleman Caring for Kids on Facebook.
And our website is ColemanCaringForKids.com. All of our programs are on there and talk about that. Our location, we're located at 402 Arnold Street, Northeast. If you Google it, it's going to carry you to the back of our building because that's also the address for the County Board of Education. If you look, if you're familiar, come up, go north on 4th Avenue when you get to Hospital Discount Pharmacy, right next to the Folsom Center. You see, turn right. You'll see three blue awnings over three doors, and that's us. Mm-hmm. And we accept any donation, foodstuff, dry goods, box goods, cereal, mac and cheese, peanut butter, jelly. Wouldn't say that if I wasn't hungry, probably. But you also can make monetary donations. You can donate online if you go to our website. And those monetary donations are used to keep our whole program going, to feed the families, to help the children who are in the court system that just need a voice. And you can reach us at 256-739-1111. Most of the time I'm there somewhere. Today I was just moving some stuff around and happened to be out. But call me, Javon Daniel, the assistant director, Nancy Bryant. Just call us and talk. I talked with a young man yesterday for about an hour, and he just needed somebody to encourage him. He was having trouble. He said he had to quit his job because he needed somebody to watch his children. Apparently his mother-in-law was supposed to be doing that, but she wasn't. And we talked and kind of came up with, I let him solve his own problem. I just asked questions. But we're there to help anybody, anytime. If we can't help them, we will do our best to refer them to somebody that can.
And we do have a lot of resources here in Coleman.
Yes, ma'am.
Coleman Caring for Kids has always been close to my heart. I will come and volunteer one day, soon, in the next couple of weeks.
I tell you what, just wear your working clothes because sometimes it gets a little dirty around there.
I'm a hardworking gal. I can handle it. You also not only do the children's for Coleman Caring for Kids. You do the elderly. You do the people that may not be able to make ends meet when it comes to doing providing food for the whole month. So when people come in to see you, they have a criteria that they have to fit. They have to bring their driver's license. They have to have a current address.
Yes.
With a bill on with their physical address.
Something they've received in the mail within the last couple of months.
And they have to identify every person that lives in their household.
Yes.
And they also have to make sure they establish who they are.
Yes.
So this is not just targeting those poor people.
No,
this
ma'am.
This is targeting people like you and I, who may not be able to make that food bill at the end of the month.
We have young families that come in, husbands and wives with small children, children in school, single parent homes, elderly. We have grandparents and more grandparents and great grandparents who are raising their children because, for whatever reason, their parents are not raising them.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing to see how many grandparents bring in grandchildren, small grandchildren.
And even great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents, great-uncles, aunts. I see, you know, I guess one reason that I've stayed with this so long is because I see miracles happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, that's why we're here. Is to help people.
And it's strange because I walk in your facility today and there's this one little shelf right there by the secretary's desk. There's two offices for Coleman Caring for Kids, yours and Coleman Caring for Kids. So I walk in there and because your door was locked. And I walk in there today and I turn around and I look and there's a shelf full of flip-flops.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I stopped for just a second. You know, and I'm a very appreciative, grateful person, and I'm nothing great. But let me tell you, them flip-flops are going to go on some feet.
Yes, ma'am. And they absolutely are. We call that our free chef. We've got Bibles there.
I see.
We have Sunday school material there. We are not per se a faith-based organization, but I can promise you that we're the most faith-based, non-faith-based organization around because we pray about everything. We had prayer this morning. We were going to pick up some things to be able to give families, and we prayed that God would use it. We pray about everything, because we want to bathe whatever God is doing at Coleman Caring for Kids in prayer.
And you also are associated with the Coleman Sheriff's Department, who bring in workers to help you unload your vehicles and your trucks and stock your shelves. And a big shout out to Matt Gentry, because I know he joins forces with you to do that. Every time I've ever been to Coleman Caring for Kids, that's one thing that I see, and I see women and I see men. And I know that that's work release, and that allows them out of the facility that they're in. But it also provides a service for you to be able to have some manpower.
Yes.
Because manpower is hard to come by.
Yes.
At Coleman Caring for Kids.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Everybody works on a voluntary basis, and if you would like to volunteer with Coleman Caring for Kids, please reach out to Javon and do so.
Call me. Sheila Jester is our food bank supervisor, and she schedules volunteers and people that come in that are doing community service for getting a ticket or something. I've got to mention Ron Wood, who is the deputy over the cleanup crew.
Yes, he is.
And I want you to know, when we get in a truck from the food bank at North Alabama, it's 10 to 12 pallets. We're talking somewhere around 20,000 pounds. And since we don't have a loading dock and no way to get it in, and if we got it in, we can't get it down the hall on pallets, he brings the road crew, and those guys, there's usually four of them, and they work like Trojans. And that's how we're able to do that. I'm getting a little bit old to throw cases of green beans around. So.
Well, thank you, Ron. We appreciate that.
Yes, very much.
Okay, so we have the 32nd annual Ho Ho Ho
car show.
Christmas car show coming.
Yes. I guess on top of everything else, I'm on the board of directors for Christmas Love. And we serve between 150 and 200 children every year. They get a complete set of clothing from the skin out. They get a winter coat, new shoes. Then after that, not before, but after that, then we begin to look at something they might want to get for Christmas. And it's just amazing. Burl Smith and his partner started this 32 years ago, and it will be the Saturday of the Coleman Christmas Open House. And I think last year they had about 70 cars that were registered, and it was incredible. But that is the only fundraiser for Christmas Love. And we have an auction after when the car show is winding down. It's a live auction. We have an auctioneer who volunteers his time. And we have everything imaginable, from sweet potatoes to air tanks. Yeah, you name it. And all the proceeds go to Christmas Love. None of the folks that volunteer with Christmas, nobody receives any salary. There's no compensation for anyone. We're all volunteers. And I can tell you, if you really want to get a good feeling, is wake up on Christmas morning and know that 200 children in Coleman that would not have had a Christmas have one.
I want to read this, because I think it's probably one of the coolest flyers I've ever seen. It says, "Ho, ho, ho, Christmas show, car, truck, and motorcycle show. Rain, sleet, or snow, we show." Which I think that's so catchy and cool. It's going to be at City Park by the Coleman Train Depot at 309 First Avenue Northeast in Coleman, Saturday, November the 10th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Awards will be presented. First 100 vehicles to register will receive a dash plaque. It's a $20 entry fee, or a toy with a $20 value. The auction starts at 1 p.m. Items for the entire family. And again, all proceeds from show and the auction will be distributed by Coleman, by Christmas Love of Coleman. Javon, this is an awesome thing that you do. And Christmas in Coleman, I love Christmas in Coleman. It's a lot of fun. It usually turns into a family event.
It should be.
Or a date. Just saying.
Yeah. It should be. It should be about families because Christ was born.
Absolutely.
For everyone. He was born for every child, every man, every woman. And he gave everything, but it started with his birth.
Absolutely.
So we want to honor him, and we have a good time at the same time. They give an award for Christmas Love's pick. So I get to go around and look at all these great cars, have no idea what I'm doing. But if I see one that I really like, man, they get the award.
Uh-huh.
But they won't let me give, you know, some of them, I can't give it one that somebody's already picked. So
you have to pick.
I have to have about 5 picks when we get together to do that. And but it's fun. It's just a good day.
Javon, thank you so much for coming in on Coleman What's Happening. Welcome to our new show.
Thank you.
I welcome you back at any time. You have an open door policy here, as you know. Please, community, reach out to Coleman Caring for Kids. If you have some free time, you'd like to volunteer, you have any items you would like to donate, please check them out on Facebook. You can also give him a call at 256-739-1111.
Yes.
And please remember the Ho 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 Christmas show. Which is going to be for Christmas Love.
Yes.
Of Coleman. And we're so excited about the events that are coming up. This is Little D with Coleman What's Happening. And we're going to go to commercial break. And we're going to come back with Christopher Greer, who's going to play us some amazing music.
That's awesome.
Hang around. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. Hear pastors such as Oney Cooper of Restoration Church in Hansville, Dana Sarver of Church on the Rock in Berea, Kentucky, Jenny Poupre of Faith Restoration Church in Hansville, and Lisa Jones of New Ground Fellowship in Coleman. This is a women's conference, but men are invited to attend. Enjoy praise and worship by Oney Cooper Jr. and Band. Come expecting a mighty move of God. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. For more information, call 256-338-2245. 256-338-2245. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed a difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways. Sometimes in thanks, sometimes in improved behavior, but most of the time in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you, and it'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Horrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution.
Give me your, attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady.
Welcome back to Coleman, What's Happening? This is Little D Danielle. In studio with the one and only Christopher Greer. How are you?
I am doing great. If I was any better, my wife couldn't stand me.
Oh, she loves you.
I know she does. She has to put up with me. Can I say something to some friends of mine? Congratulatory to Linda and Shane. My friend Shane has been fighting cancer. He finished his last chemo treatment. He got to ring the bell, and they asked me to do a song for them tonight, so I'm going to play a song for Linda and Shane. They're great people. I love them to death. I've known them for a long time. Well, I've known Linda for a long time. Haven't known Shane for all that long, but Shane, hang in there. We're proud of you, buddy. Keep it up.
So, thank you for starting this new adventure with me. I appreciate you joining forces with me. I want you to kick off with that song.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Greer.
And I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleasing, that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Well, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say your word. 'Cause you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. 'Cause you're perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all your ways. Perfect in all your ways to us. 'Cause you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Absolutely.
you. I love that song. Linda, thank you for requesting that. That was a lot of fun to play.
I have an announcement to make. November 25th at Renovation Church, which is my home church, Three Bridges will be playing. So it is a free concert. Please, if you do not know who Three Bridges is, please Google them. Please listen to their music. One is a local guy from West Point. They are an amazing group. This is the second time they've been to my home church, and please come and join us.
Okay. I'll make you a deal. I'll come and join you for that if you'll come visit with us at New Life.
Oh, I absolutely will.
Okay.
Absolutely will. You got it.
Yeah. We got time for one more?
Actually, we have quite a bit of time. Okay. So,
this is brand spanking new. I wrote this today. I wrote this about two different friends of mine who were going through some stuff. I was actually out running with my daughter out on our property, and there's a hill that we run. I know I don't look like it because I'm pretty healthy, but you know,
could you imagine if you didn't run?
Yeah, for real. I'd beep when I back up. But the words started tumbling into my mind. And when God gives me something like that, I have to get somewhere and write it down. So I was like, baby, daddy loves you. Please don't talk to daddy right now for a few minutes. Come on, we got to get back to the house. So this song is You Don't Have to Fight This Battle.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Greer.
Just can't understand it. The choice people choose. Want them to be a winner, but time and again they must lose. That you don't have to fight this battle, but you fight it anyway. You don't have to fight this battle, but you fight it every day. Wanna be right to stand up, but it's harder than you think. You can leave that horse to water, but you sure can't make him drink. You don't have to fight this battle, but you fight it anyway. You don't have to fight this battle, but you fight it every day.
What you do, race is already run, the battle.
it, just give it to the sun. Fight it silver and through, he paid the price for you. Reason you fight and you do what you do. You don't have to fight this battle, but you fight it anyway. You don't have to fight this battle, but you'll fight it every day. That will be done.
Thank absolutely you. Beautiful. And you gotta make me.
When I get one like that,
cry.
I just hold the pen and God does the writing.
I remember Bae coming in here one time saying that she wrote her lyrics down on napkins because when they came to her, she had to instantly just write them down because she didn't want to forget them. So you writers are very special and performers are very special to have that talent to be able to do that.
There was a moment, there was one time, it was after the birth of Grace, and we were in the hospital, and I was sleeping on that terrible, terrible trundle bed thing, contraption that they torture fathers with. And I'll not say that, it's better now, but it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I all of a sudden I sat up like Frankenstein. And my wife, she looked at me, she said, what's wrong? Are you all right? And I said, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I grabbed a notebook and I just had to write. And the worst thing is to have some great idea, some great song come to you, and you don't write it down, and then it's gone.
Amen.
Would you mind if I did one more for Jennifer?
Yes.
Do we have time?
Let's go ahead. I think Jay will let us run a little bit. So, yeah,
all right.
Just go ahead.
My wife requested this one, and she's the one who gave me the idea for it. It's a little bit more fun. This song is called He Came for the Chicken.
Again, Christopher Grant.
Smell of fried chicken drifting through the air. Felt like the Holy Ghost was everywhere. The preacher started preaching, he commenced to pray. Between the offering and the altar call, a message took. He only come because them old women could cook. Running to the altar and nobody better get in his way. He said, I came for the chicken, but I stayed for the Jesus. One fills my belly and the other one saves my soul. He said, I came for the chicken, but I stayed for the Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, let Jesus take control. His mama knew it was coming if he walked in the door. Speaking in tongues, he's rolling round on the floor. Men are laying on hands, now he's a tongue-talking fool. They were praising him, the Lord, his mama was crying. Spirit was soaring, but the carnal was dying. Preacher took him by the hand to the baptismal pool. Said, I came for the chicken, but I stayed for the Jesus. One fills my belly and the other one saves my soul. He said, I came for the chicken, but I stayed for the Jesus. Hallelujah, let Jesus take control. In the fellowship hall, he gave his mama a kiss. Said, I would have been here sooner if I knew it's like this. Said, I came for the chicken, but I stayed for Jesus. My belly and the other one saves my soul. I say glory, hallelujah, let Jesus take control.
appreciate it. Let me go over a couple more things before we close out tonight. November the 25th, Three Bridges will be at Renovation Church here in Coleman, out 157. Also, Christopher and Greer and I have a musical guest coming in next week, and we're so very excited about it. I will make an announcement on our new Facebook page. You'll be looking for it. We do. We have a couple good ones, but next week we have Genesis with Karen Cook, and I'm so excited. She was here last week. She said she had never dreamed that she would be playing in a band, and she's playing in a band. And she said it is full of talent, and I am so excited to have them in the studio. And that will be the September the 20th, which will be next Thursday at 6:30. And on the 27th, we have Dirt Road Liars.
Coming in from Anniston. Really interesting story behind this band. And I'm not going to spoil it, but I've gotten to know the guys in this band. Great music, good people, good story. And they write songs that paint pictures in your mind. And when I listen to a song, that's what I like.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited at what's ahead of us and where we're going. And we will be bringing in some exciting stuff for the listeners. And we hope you stay tuned in to our new show, Coleman, What's Happening. As always, would you pray us out, please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us gather here tonight as friends and family, God. Thank you for letting your word go out tonight. I believe that it's going to reach the ears of the people that need to hear it. Lord, we know that anything is possible through you. We give you praise and we give you glory for all the things you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This is Little D, Danielle, with Coleman, What's Happening, with Christopher Greer. And we will see you next week. And as always, God bless you and God bless America. Have a good evening, guys.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music, you're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Love it how she breathes booze in the morning, and it's so sexy how she can't remember last night. I made the fatal mistake of letting her drink again, but who the hell am I to tell her how to live her life? And if you could put gum in a shot glass, I'm just another love she's had one too many. Plenty's not enough for city, we tend to settle for anything. Anything's better than letting her think she can do better than me. She'll come around eventually, 'cause baby girl's a queen. But the queen's in the pond with a bunch of fancy moves, and she's made me a fiend.